Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Beginner's Pluck Build Your Life of Purpose and Impact. Now, by Liz Forkin Bohannon is a nonfiction book that blends personal development, entrepreneurship, and leadership advice. Built around the idea of adopting a beginner's mindset, it argues that purpose is not found fully formed, but developed through curiosity, experimentation, and repeated action. Bohannon draws on her experience founding Seco Designs and leading teams in uncertain conditions to show how people can move from hesitation to practical progress. The book is less about abstract inspiration than about a set of usable principles for starting before you feel ready, learning through failure, and shaping work around service and impact. Its central purpose is to help readers rethink common assumptions about passion, expertise, and success so they can create meaningful change in their careers, organizations, and communities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using a beginner's mindset as a strategic advantage. A core idea in the book is that beginner status should not be treated as a deficit. Bohannon reframes being new as an asset because beginners are more likely to ask questions, notice assumptions, and stay open to possibilities that experts may overlook. This matters because many people delay action until they feel fully qualified, which can lead to stagnation. By contrast, the beginner's mindset supports learning in real time and makes adaptation easier when conditions are uncertain. The book presents this as a practical discipline rather than a personality trait. People can deliberately choose curiosity, humility, and experimentation even in areas where they lack confidence. That shift changes how they respond to discomfort. Instead of seeing uncertainty as evidence to stop, they can see it as the environment in which growth happens. The result is a more flexible approach to work and purpose, where progress begins with exploration rather than mastery. Secondly, dream small. As a method for turning ambition into action, one of the book's most distinctive principles is dream small, which argues that large goals become manageable when broken into the smallest possible actionable step. Bohannon is pushing back against a common trap in self-help culture. People often announce broad ambitions, but never move because the first step feels too large, too expensive, or too undefined. Dream small solves that problem by reducing the distance between intention and action. The point is not to lower ambition, but to create momentum. When a goal is narrowed to what can be done now, excuses lose their power and feedback becomes available sooner. That matters in both personal and professional settings, because progress is usually iterative rather than dramatic. The book treats small starts as strategically important because they produce evidence, clarity, and confidence. In this framework, scale is built through sequence, not wishful thinking. Small action becomes the bridge between possibility and impact. Thirdly, curiosity over criticism as a tool for innovation. Bohannon repeatedly emphasizes choosing curiosity over criticism. And this principle affects both how individuals think and how teams function. Curiosity keeps a person focused on understanding, while criticism quickly closes off inquiry by reducing complexity to judgment. The book argues that criticism often masks fear, especially fear of change, incompetence, or failure. Curiosity, by contrast, creates room for discovery and better decisions. This is especially important in problem solving because useful solutions depend on asking better questions before jumping to conclusions. In organizational settings, a curiosity-driven culture can improve collaboration, customer insight, and creative risk-taking. The principle also has a practical emotional effect. It reduces defensiveness, which makes learning easier. Bohannon uses it to challenge the tendency to protect existing habits when those habits no longer serve the goal. Rather than asking what is wrong, the book encourages readers to ask what is missing, what is unclear, and what can be learned next. That is a more productive stance for innovation. Fourthly, owning your average instead of waiting for expertise. Another important theme is the call to own your average, which asks readers to stop treating their current ability level as a reason to wait. Bohannon does not present average performance as an ideal, but as a realistic starting point. That distinction is important because many people are blocked by perfectionism or by the belief that they must be exceptional before they begin. The book counters that idea by showing how ordinary skills can still produce meaningful impact when paired with persistence, learning, and intention. Accepting average as a starting point lowers the emotional barrier to participation. It also encourages people to build competence over time rather than outsourcing their path to talent alone. In practice, this means being willing to start with imperfect knowledge, imperfect materials, and imperfect timing. The value of the principle is that it normalizes the messy middle of growth. Readers are invited to replace self-consciousness with usefulness, which is often the difference between endless preparation and real contribution. Lastly, from individual calling to team-based impact, although the book is deeply personal, It also has a strong organizational dimension. Bohannon applies her ideas to teams, leadership, and culture, showing that plucky principles are not only for private self-improvement but also for group performance. This broadens the book beyond the usual format of a personal growth manual. In her framing, purpose is reinforced by community, and impact becomes more sustainable when people are aligned around shared values, experimentation, and mutual support. The emphasis on becoming a problem finder is especially relevant here, because it connects leadership to real-world needs instead of abstract ambition. The book also suggests that teams perform better when they normalize learning, encourage initiative, and treat setbacks as data rather than failure. That makes the work of purpose more operational and less sentimental. Readers looking at leadership or culture will find that the book links internal mindset shifts to measurable organizational outcomes, including innovation, engagement, and resilience. This is one of the reasons it travels well beyond individual development. In conclusion, Beginner's Pluck is best suited for readers who feel stalled between aspiration and action, especially entrepreneurs, nonprofit leaders, team managers, recent graduates, and anyone facing a transition or reinvention. It is also useful for organizations that want a practical framework for building curiosity, initiative, and resilience into their culture. The main benefit of the book is that it turns a vague idea like purpose into a sequence of behaviors. Ask better questions, start smaller, accept imperfection, and keep learning through action. That makes it more operational than many books in the purpose and passion category. What sets it apart is the combination of candid personal experience, entrepreneurial credibility, and a set of principles that work for both individuals and teams. It does not rely on mystical language about finding your calling. Instead, it argues that calling is developed through repeated engagement with real problems. Readers who want a grounded, accessible, and action-oriented approach to purpose will find it more practical than inspirational books that stop at encouragement. Its distinctive value is that it treats beginner status as a source of leverage rather than something to outgrow before starting. If you would like to support Liz Forkin Bohannon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.